your days. Tamaktish nechosev. Somebody makes his nechosev, whatever he owns, hegdish. For all your behind vorim are ruyim lekarbonis hatzibur. You have things that you owned that are roi could be used for korban tzibur. And we'll see the Gemara says it's talking about you have keteris. Hainu keteris it means. Is alocha nosna lumnin. If your person is maktish keteris, so what do we do with it? We give it over to the umnim, we give it to the workmen, bischorim for their schar, dibur Rebbe Kiva. That's what Rebbe Kiva holds. So he says what, nosna lumnin bischorim, for yotziyan lechulin. Afo pi shein dov racha nichnas tachto viksover hegdish mechal ala malocha. Tichsiv yosli migdish. Now what's going on here is somebody was makdish everything he owns. And he owns keteris. So now the keteris became hegdish. So now hegdish wants to use it. Now he can only use the keteris if it was bought with the trumas halishcha. So what they do is, this keteris now that's hegdish, they give it to the umnin, to the workmen that build things for hegdish. They give it to them for their pay. And then later, after they have it, the umnin has it, hegdish buys it back from them again from the trumas halishcha, from the new money. So the kids, our Mishnah is saying, all you have to do is take this keteris and give it directly to the workmen for their pay. Divrei Rebbe Kiva, that's what Rebbe Kiva holds. So the Chorban Ed explains that how could you be mechalol? The Chura, the keteris is hegdish now, the person was makdashit. How could you give it to the umin for his pay? So this time Rebbe Kiva holds, the Pasuk says, v'yosali migdish, shetei hamlocha nasas min hegdish. That means the work that's done, you have a right to take hegdish, and be mechal on the work that was done for the migdash. So when these workers worked for the migdash, the work is like chulin, and therefore when you give the money or the keteris to them, it's like the keteris's kedusha goes off on the malacha that they did, and now the malacha becomes hegdash. So you can be paid to the keteris on the work that the umnin did. That's the Rebbe Shita. Omalei Benazir, Benazir says not like that, and that's like we had the Gemara before. Einohi amida. That's not the right way. Because he owes, now that the keteris is kodesh, you can't be mechal, you can't make a tchulin just by giving to the workmen. There has to be money involved. Just for the melacha, the fact that the workmen did work for us, that can't be mechal, the keteris. Elo, what do we have to do now? Ma'afrishin nehen schar umnin. Set aside the money that you're supposed to pay the workmen with. O mechalin oison al moyes umnin. And take now the keteris that's hegdish, and be mechal on this money. You have money that's chulin that you're supposed to give to the workmen. So take that money and take it near the keteris and say the keteris is kedusha, goes off the keteris onto the money. So now the keteris is chulin. Now we give the workmen, we give them the keteris for their pay, and that's complete chulin now. And then later the gizbar goes and buys back the keteris from these workmen with the new Trumas Chadasha. So therefore you're buying it with the new Machzah Shekel, so you're allowed to use it for this coming year. That's the way you could use this keteris. So that's like we had the Mishnah before, that before you use the keteris, you first have to be poider it onto money, you have to get money, and say the keteris is kedusha, goes onto the money, then the keteris we give to the workmen, and then we buy it back from the workmen. That's Benaz Lashita. Rabbi Kiva holds no, you're allowed to give the keteris, that's Hegdish, directly to the workmen, because it's part, you could be part of it on the malach, on the work that they did for us. Weiter, hamaktish nechosef. Somebody was maktish all his property for hoya behema ruya agabi mizbeach. And the person had, he owned some animals. He owned the sheep, he owned the lamb, goats, he owned animals that were roya to go on top of the mizbeach. And he said, now what? Stam, that these things should be hegdish. The loch is like this. He had zocher and he had males and female animals. His Rebbe Lezer, why Rebbe Lezer says, zichorim, the zchorim, the male animals, yimochru l'tzorchei oilus, sell it to people that need a korban oila. A korban oila comes only from a zocher, so you could use the zocher, the male animal, for korban oila. Unikavis, that you have the female animals, sell them, yimochru l'tzorchei zivchei shlomim, sell them to people that have to bring or want to bring a korban shlomim, and they'll give you money for the korban shlomim. And the halacha is, udimehen yiplo im shar nechosa lebebek habayis. This is Rebbe Lezer Shita. Rebbe Lezer holds that all the money of your nechosim has to go to the bebek habayis. So if you own animals, really the animals also should go to the bebek habayis. But there's halacha though, that any time you makdish an animal, like really once the animal has a kedushas domim, you're giving it to the Bet HaKabayis. Bet HaKabayis means you want to give money to Hegdish they should use to build the Beis HaMikdash. You're making a stam Hegdish. Now if you give an animal to the Bet HaKabayis, automatically it becomes the kedushas aguf. That now this animal like is roy to be brought for carbon. So Rav Lezer Shita is, when a person is makdish all of nechosim, he meant to give it all to Bet HaKabayis. So the question is, if he has some animals, no, these animals are roy to breed for carbon, they have to have a kedushas aguf on them. So the answer is, sell these animals to people that need a carbon oila, or people that need a carbon shlamim. So the zechorim and the nekevis have the kedushas aguf, they'll be used for the carbon. But you get the money instead, and the money you have to give to the Bet HaKabayis. That's Rav Lezer Shita. That anything your magdish stam has to end up by the Bet HaKabayis. We have Yeshua, and Rabbi Yeshua says no. That when you makdish in a chosim stam, so true, all the objects, the different tools you have, the kelim you have, they go straight to the Bet HaKabayis. But the animals you have, he holds that's kodesh lemizbeach, that has kedushas aguf on it. Therefore, zchorim, if you have male animals, atzmon yikriv oilus, you could bring them themselves for korban oila. That's what you meant to say. You meant to say that the animals have a kedushas aguf, they end up at korban oila. What about on the cavus? If you have female animals, that a female animal cannot be brought for korban oila. So what do you do with it? Is yimachru l'tzorche zivche shlomin. You have to sell your female animals to people that want to bring a korban shlomin, and you get the money instead. Now what do you do with the money? According to Rabbi Yeshua, v'yavi v'dimeyim oilas. According to Rabbi Yeshua, when you makdish your property and you have some animals, the animals have to end up on the mizbeach. You meant to be makdish it l'tzorche mizbeach. Not like Rabbi Lezer learned, that even the animals go to Tzorch and Bet HaKabayis, but Yeshua says no, stam animal is aimed for the Mizbeach, you meant to give it a Kedusha, it should end up by the Mizbeach. But Yeshua's Chiddush is like this, what did you mean it should be by the Mizbeach? You wanted the whole animal to be on the Mizbeach. So if it's a male that could be a Korban Oila is Kulul Hashem, those things burnt on the Mizbeach. So therefore this Chorim you could use for Korban Oila directly. Mashenke in the nekevas, you could only use a nekeva for a korban shlomim. Now, a korban shlomim does not go completely on the mizbeach. Or shlomim, part of it, the baila meats. So that's not what you wanted. You said a korban lashem means the whole thing should go lashem. Therefore, Yeshua says the nekevas, you have to sell them to people that want to bring a shlomim. It's kosher for shlomim. And you get the money. Now, with this money, you have to buy a male animal to bring a korban erlu from it. Because an erlu is kulul Hashem. Those things goes on the mizbeach, and that's what you meant to be matish. What about the rest of the objects that you own, all the other furniture, the things that you own? Is yiftul the bedik abayis? That if you meant to be matish, that's tam hegdish goes the bedik abayis. That's the Yeshua shita. So the kitzas of machlokes from Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua, when you matish your nechosim stam, and in your nechosim you have animals that Rabbi Yeshua holds the animals you meant to be matish for the mizbeach. They have a kedushas aguf on them, and they have to be brought for carbon. And Rav Lezer says no. Even the animals also, you only meant to be matish for the Bet HaKabayis. So the animals themselves, you have to sell to people that use it for carbon, but the money, give to the Bet HaKabayis. That's the machlokes. Amar Rabbi Kiva says, Roya Niyaz Dibur Rabbi Lezer, Midibur Rabbi Yeshua. He likes better Rabbi Lezer Shita from Rabbi Yeshua. That when you matish in a chosim, you meant to say all of it should go to the Bet HaKabayis. Why? According to Rabbi Elazar, it's a straight pattern. Everything you own has to go to the Bet HaKabayis, even though you own animals and furniture. So the animals sell them for people that use it for carbon, but the money you get has to go to the Bet HaKabayis. That's Rabbi Elazar's shita. So Rabbi Kiva likes that shita, that everything is shove is straight, that it all goes to the Bet HaKabayis. Marshenkin, Rabbi Yeshua Cholik, Rabbi Yeshua makes a difference. That the animals you own, that only has a kedushas for the mizbeach. You don't have to sell it and get the money given to the Bet HaKabayis, but rather you could use it itself for korban oila. Mashenka and the rest of the nechosim, the objects of the furniture that you own, that goes to the Bet HaKabayis. So according to Rabbi Yeshua, even though you said one word, you said kol nechos v'hegdish, it's divided half and half, so Rabbi Kiva doesn't like that. Rabbi Kiva rather learns like Rabbi Elazar, you meant to say the whole thing should go to the Bet HaKabayis. Amar Rav Papayis, Rav Papayis says like this, Shamati es divrei shneim. I like both of them. Like I'll tell you, certain cases are like Rebbe Elezer, certain cases are like Rebbe Yeshua. Ha-makdish beferish, if somebody speaks out clearly, I'm being makdish now my animals and my furniture. And he didn't say the animals should go for the Mizbeach. He stam said I'm being makdish animals and the furniture, then kedibur Rebbe Elezer. Then he likes what Rebbe Elezer says, that the animals still go to the Bet HaKabayis. Because since you mentioned the word animals, and you didn't speak out for the Mizbeach, you meant to say even the animals should also go on to the Bet HaKabayis. The Yamakdish Stam, let's say somebody Stam says, I'm Bimakdish, my Nechosim Stam, he didn't speak out animals and the furniture, then Kedibur of Yeshua. Then I like what Rebbe Yeshua says, that you didn't speak it out, that's why you didn't say Le Mizbeach. But for sure, since you own animals, on the animals you meant to say they should go to the Mizbeach. They should be for Korban. It's only the other things you own, that goes to the Bet HaKabayis. Right. Ha-makdish nechosef. If somebody is makdish, all his nechosef, everything he owns, he says, Arezu hegdish. For ho yobhen dvorim ruya legabim mizbeach. And you own things that could be brought on the mizbeach. Lamoshol yenois, you own wine, can be brought for nesachim. Or shmonim, you own oil, you could use for the menachis. For yoifos, you own birds, you could bring for the kanim, kanizovis. Is Rebbe Elezer, where Rebbe Elezer says, yemachro letzarkei oisei hamin. You have to sell it for what it's used for. In other words, it itself is Kaddish. It has like Kedushas HaGuf on it. And you didn't mean to give it to the Bet HaKabayis, but you rather meant to use it for what it's used for. You use the Oifas for the Kanim. You use the Shmonim for the Mincha. Sell it for the purpose of the Menachas. V'yavi b'demeyim oilas. What do you do with the money? Now the money you got from it also, since it was omit to be used for the Mizbeach, you use it on the Mizbeach by a Korban Oilah. The Shar Nechosim, the other things you own that don't have Shaykhah to the Mizbeach, Yiplu Le Bet HaKabayis. Then we say, Stam Hegdish, you mean, it's Le Bet HaKabayis. So before I should speak out, this Rebbe Elezer is not the same Rebbe Elezer we had before. This is a different Rebbe Elezer. Because before we had Rebbe Elezer says, even if you own animals, and you makdish them, the animals also only end up by the Bet HaKabayis. It's everything that Stam Hegdish means Le Bet HaKabayis. And here Rebbe Elezer is saying, not like that, he's saying if you own flour, or your own oil, or your own wine, it goes for the purpose of v'dmeyim, goes loilus, goes for the mizbeach. So you see, things that are royal to go on the mizbeach, you mean to be makdashit for the sake of the mizbeach. So these things sell for people that are going to use it for the mizbeach for a mincha, and with the money, buy a korban oilah. So that's not like Rebbe Elezer said before. So first to speak out the Nechnami, this is a different Rebbe Elezer. So to Gemara. Ha-makdash le-karbonas tibur. Says at the beginning of your makdish nechosev, and you have things that are roy for korban tzibur, is Rabbi Yechon and Omer Keteris. Rabbi Yechon says we're talking about a keteris, the keteris. Somebody has in his rishus, he has keteris. Is Omer Rabbi Oishiyo tiftor v'umen mishel beis aftinus. We're talking about now that this umen that worked by the beis aftinus, that they used to work to make the keteris, shayonayta v'schara keteris. That they used to get from their pay, they used to get keteris. In other words, this is the case where somebody has keteris in his rishus. Like we're talking about your makdish yinachosim, and you have keteris there. And we're saying now this keteris is right to be used for the mizbeach. Lechura, how could you use it? We had before, it had to be made in a klisharis, it has to be made specially. So we're talking about now, who are you? You're this beis aftinus, that they receive for the pay that they worked. They received keteris from the Beis Hamikdash. So Mela, their keteris was made with Kedusha, you were not to use it for the keteris. So therefore, the Mishnah says, when he's makdash it, it could be used for the keteris. Is my time of the Benazai? So what's the time of Benazai? He says that you can't give this keteris now for the umin for their pay, because since you're makdash the keteris, it's hegdish. And you can't give hegdish for umin for workmen, they'll be over there Samila. So what's the time of Benazai? Shein hegdish mischalal alam locha, el alamoyis. Benazai says, when you want to be mechalal hegdish, here this keteris now is hegdish, because these beis aftinus that own it, they will makdish it now. So you can't give it right now for pay for the workmen, because it's not mischalal on anything. He knows you can't be mischalal alam locha on the work that they did, only on money. So therefore, first you have to set aside money that's chulin, and be paid the keteris onto the money. Now that the keteris is like chulin, now you can give it to the workmen for their pay. But to take the keteris that's hegdish directly to the workmen, for Nazi holds that's awesome. But the Mekiva, the Mishnah said it was mutter, because the Mekiva Shita is, you could be paid the hegdish on malacha. When a workman works for us, the malacha that he did is like chulin, and you could be paid the hegdish on that malacha. So you can pay him with hegdish's money, and the malacha now becomes kodesh, and the money becomes chulin.
That's Rabbi Akiva. The Ben Azai holds not like that. He holds that he can't be mechal on melachon, only on money. Gemara Taman Taninen. We learned a Gemara in Temura. Yesh bekotche bedek abayis. There are certain milas, certain things special about kotche bedek abayis. That's usually shestam hegdeshes bedek abayis. If somebody is makdish something stam, like up until now we're learning, you own a lot of property and you say harezu lehegdish. You be makdish everything you own to hegdish. What do you mean to do with that? You mean to give it over to the bedek abayis, that it should be used for the purpose of fixing up the base of mikdash itself. The walls, the building of the Beis Hamikdash. That's called the Bedek Habayis. Now, Hegdish Bedek Habayis, Chal al HaKol. No matter what you magdish for the Bedek Habayis, it's Chal. You magdish a chair, a table, whatever you want, it's Chal. Because the pshat is, you're giving it over to the Gizbur, now they own it, and they could sell it and get money, and the money they use to build the Beis Hamikdash with it. So no matter what you magdish for the Bedek Habayis, it's Chal. Umayalim b'gudilayim. If somebody is magdish animals, so what comes out of the animal is also is the mila. The mush of the milk that comes out of the animal, or the hair that grows off the sheep, is also mila. There's an issa mila on what grows out of the animals of Hegdish. On Kedushas Bedek Habayis, the Kanim have no right to use it at all. If there's a total issa mila, to have hanor when it belongs to Hegdish, it's awesome. Ma'ashenkein kotche mizbeach. Those are kabonis. Those the kanim do have some hanor from it. They keep the skin of all animals and the shlomim they eat chatas they eat from a lot of animals, a lot of kabonis. The kanim eat from it. So there's a milo churmin kotche bedek habayis over kotche mizbeach. That kotche mizbeach kanim are allowed to eat from it. They could have some hanor. Whereas kotche bedek habayis, there's no hanor even to the kanim. Omer Rabbi Chananya. Chanina, Amar Rabbi Chanina, the Rabbi Elozahi. I tell you, this Mishnah here in Temura goes according to Rabbi Elozahi Shita now Mishnah. But Rabbi Elozahi now Mishnah says that when you makdish the animals, they also go the Bedek Habayis. The Tanina we learned how makdish nechosim. Somebody's makdish is nechosim. For hoisa ben behema ruya gabim mizbeach. And you had animals in your property. Zichorim on the caves. You had male and female animals. Is Rabbi Elozahi Weimer. Zichorim, if you have male animals, sell them to people that have to bring a carbon oil, so they'll use your animal now for the carbon oil and they'll pay you. And the female animals that you own, sell it to people that want to bring a carbon shlomin. Now they'll pay you for it, and they'll use the animal for the carbon shlomin. Now what do you do with the money you get? That was Rebbe Lezer, the first Rebbe Lezer in our Mishnah. That holds when a person is makdish and nechosim stam nechosim always goes to the Bedek Habayis. So that's Pshan, this Mishnah in Temura, that says, she has stam hegdeshes the Bedek Habayis. When you makdish something stam, even though it's an animal that's roid to be put on the Mizbeach, you do not mean just to be makdish in Kedushas Aguf, to put it on the Mizbeach. No, rather you mean that even though Kedushas HaGuf has chal on it and you have to sell it to somebody that's going to use it for korban, but the money you get, you mean to give to the Bedek Habayis. As Kostam Hekdeshes always goes to the Bedek Habayis. So that's like Rebbe Lezer in our Mishnah, that even though you makdish animals, it's still the money ends up to go to the Bedek Habayis. That's like this Mishnah in Temur that says, Stam Hekdeshes, go to the Bedek Habayis. Now, this picks up, that's the Chiddush. Even though you have animals, something that's right to go on the Mizbeach, still you only mean to be makdish at the Bedek Habayis. Omer Rav Yechon says, time of the Rebbe Lezer, what's the time of Rebbe Lezer? That even though you makdish in a chosin, you have animals, you only mean to be makdish for the Bedek Habayis, and not that it should be a real carbon for the Mizbeach. The Pasuk says, V'ish ki yakdish es beisai, kodesh l'ashem, it should remain kodesh l'ashem. Now, v'ma anon kaminen, what are we talking about? What are we talking about now? What do you be makdish now to give to the Hegdish? In Babayis Diro, if we're talking about now the house that you live in, your house, you want to be makdish, give it over to the Gizbur, like you give it to the Bedek Habayis. There's another passage that talks about that. The Imam Makdish, if somebody's makdish's house, is Yigal as Beisayin. Later, you have a right to be part of your own house. So there's another passage later talking about somebody was makdish's house, that he could be part, he could be goyel his own house. So, what's this first posik? V'yish ki yaktish es beisai. Elo we dash like this. Ki anan taminon. What are we talking about? The maktish nechosim. Your maktish your nechosiv, even though you had animals in your nechosim. Mikan still we dash from this pasuk that ends up kodesh lashem. Lashem means it goes totally lashem. That's like bedik abayis. Because the hegdish of bedik abayis is only lashem. It's only mila. You can't have any enjoyment from it at all. Mashen can cut shem is beach, so kahanim could have enjoyment from it. So with dashing from this pasuk, ish ki yakdish is based on kodesh lashem, that stam hegdishes go to bedik abayis. Mikan she stam hegdishes to bedik abayis. The stam hegdish go to the bedik abayis. This is the riot to Rebbe Lezer. Omer Rabbi Zira, Rav Chuna, Rav Chuna, b'shem Rav, b'ma pligin, where is there, like keep pligin, where is there a machlekes in the Mishnah between Rebbe Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua? In this case, where's the machlekes? B'maktesh nechosef, where your maktesh nechosef means you have the property, that you maktesh the animals and the furniture and the kelim that you have. That's called the chosef. When you maktesh everything you own, then we say that Rebbe Lezer says you mean to be maktish everything to the Bedek Abayis, and Rebbe Yeshua says no. The animals you mean to be maktish for the Kabonis, for the Mizbeach. That's where there's the Machloikis. Avo be maktish Egdroi, but let's say you only have animals, or else you just go to your corral, just go to the Egdroi where you have your animals, and say, I want to be maktish my animals. What's the locha then? And you say, Stam, I want to Stam be maktish all my animals. Is called Amma Moidi, everybody is Moidi, Shulam Mizbeach. In such a case, everybody holds it only goes to the Mizbeach. Here, Rebbe Lezer will be Moidi, doesn't go to the Bedek Abayis, because since you're only talking about animals, and Stam animals for the Mizbeach, Yuzichim meant to be Maktish Shit Le Mizbeach. It's called only goes to the Mizbeach. That's what Rebbe Zera says. Rebbe Bo, Rav Chune, B'Shem Rav. He learns differently. Ma Pligi, like keep Pligi, where is there a Machlekis? The Maktish Edroi. The old machlekes now mishkim between Rebbe Lezer and Rebbe Yeshua is only where you'd be maktish only animals. You have a corral full of animals and you'd be maktish them. That's where Rebbe Lezer says that since you said stam and be maktish my animals, you didn't say lemizbeach, you meant to say lebedek abayis. And on this Rebbe Yeshua says, no, since you're talking about animals, for sure you meant lemizbeach. Abo be maktish nechosiv, but in the case where you maktish stam, all your property, you have nechosim, you have utensils there with the animals, then call Alma Moidi, everybody is Moidah, Shulabadik Abayis. And everybody is Moidah. That since you have some utensils here, that for sure are going to the Bedek Abayis, the animals also go to the Bedek Abayis. That's where Rabbo learned. The Mor says, I'll die to the Reb Zeira Nicha. According to Reb Zeira, the first shot, that's everything is good. That's the way we learned until now. That the Machlokes in the Mishnah is, we have a few things. You have animals and furniture and other things. So then Rabbo Lezer says, since you meant the Bedek Abayis for the other things, you also meant Bedek Abayis for the animal. And Yeshua says no, that animals you mean lemizbeach. That we understand. You're telling me now the machlokes in the Mishnah is we are talking about only animals. That a person came and took his 10 animals and said, Harezu hegdish tam. And in such a case, you're telling me, Rebbe Lezer says, even though he set upon only his animals, Harezu hegdish, where does it go to? Lebedek Abayis. Fred Gemara, Behema, learn lemizbeachi. Like, how could you say that? How could you say you're talking about the animals and you say the animals mean a Kedushas Bedek Abayis? Like for sure the guy meant to say Kedushas Mizbeach. That's what the animals are wanted for. So how could Rebbe Bo say that Rebbe Lezer in the Mishnah says it goes to the Bedek Abayis? If you only have animals, for sure they should go to the Mizbeach. But the more Bo Behema lo Mizbeachi. Like again, no, it's Behema lo Mizbeachi. So Behema should go for Mizbeach. And if the Gemara, V'loma, and Teretz is, V'loma stam, ha'ish hazeh. Why did, if that's the case, that the animals meant to go for the Mizbeach, why would this person was Makdish's animal, did he say, Harezu hegdish stam? Why didn't he say Harezu le Mizbeach? And the Teretz is, since he said a Lashon stam, Harezu hegdish is as loma stam, ha'ish hazeh, shukoimer, as if he said, lo yehei elo lebedek abayis. As if the person said, I only want this to be Lebedek Abayis. As even though we're talking about animals now. But you should have said, Harezu Lemizbeach. Since you stam said, Harezu Lehegdish, that's Rebbe Lezer's Svara, you meant to say, even this should go Lebedek Abayis. Now, even though there's a Svara, animals that are roi for Kedusha, has a Kedusha Saguf, so that's the locha, you have to sell them to people that want to use it for a Korban Olam, and with the money, you give to Lebedek Abayis. Rabbi Yechon says no. Loishniya he hamakdish nechosiv. He hamakdish edrei. He hamachlekis. Rabbi Yechon argues no. There's no difference. The machlekes in the Mishnah, Reb Lezer and Yemeshu, applies to both cases. Whether we're talking about a person said stam hegdish to all his nechosim, or whether he said stam hegdish only to his animals, it's the same machlekes. That Reb Lezer says stam hegdish always means levetik habayis, and Yemeshua says no. When you're talking about animals, for sure you meant kedushas mizbeach. You didn't mean stam. So the Gemara, Rav Chuna b'shem Rav, Rav Yavua b'shem Rav Yechinin, Kodshei bedek habayis. If you have Kodshei bedek habayis, she'apoydim temimim yotzu l'chudim. Tremendous chiddush. If somebody was makdish an animal, he took a lamb and he said, "On this lamb, I want to make the only kedushas bedek habayis on it." So once you makdish for bedek habayis, the chur automatically it should get a kedushas aguf on it also. Because since it's roi, it could be used for mizbeach or korban, it should get that kedusha. Rabbi Yochanan is not like that. He says she poydim tamimin. If somebody wants it now to be poydurit, when the animal is tam, complete, there's no mum, it's yos lechulin. You could be poydurit, even though a regular animal that's korban, a hegdishtik animal, you can't do that. Once you makdish an animal for a korban, like a rezu oila, it has a kedusha saguf on this animal that you can't be poydurit. Only when it gets a mum, you have to wait till it gets a mum, and then you could be poydurit. But here, since you are makdish the animal metchila only lebedek habayis, even though by itself it gets like a kedusha, it's roi to use for an animal, but still a chiddush, you could be poydurit even though it's tam, it's yos lechulin. The Gemara masnisa nomer kein. I'll bring you right to Yechiel from our Mishnah. Mishnah says v'lodon v'cholbon muter. When you makdish an animal to the bedek habayis, so the milk that comes out of it, or else the vlad that it gives birth, is muter liyachet pidyonim. You could be poydurim. If you poider the animal, then we say what the milk that comes out of this animal after you poider it, or the children it has, is chulin, is mutter, liacha pidyon. Now, if it has a din kedushas aguf, a regular animal, the halacha is by tzula megdoshin, even when it comes to bal mun, and you poider it, the vlodis are still aser. The geezer is still aser. Even after you poider it, you can't use the cholov and the geezer. You're only allowed to be poider it, teeth and meat itself. So you see a raya. This animal, since you're only makdish matchila for the bedek habayis, it never got a real kedushas aguf on it. So when you poider it, it mamish goes out completely, and you're allowed to drink the milk of it now. Rav Chizkiya, the Shein Rav Chizda, Tifter, he learns like this, not such a big kiddush. I tell